5 years ago, Albany County banned styrofoam in chain restaurants. In August, the county legislature voted to expand the ban to coffee cups and to go containers for all businesses within the county. On Tuesday, the Albany County executive signed a bill into law. We are now joined by Paul Tick, a concerned Town of Bethlehem resident who worked on this issue for 3 years. Welcome, Paul, to WOOC.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Okay, so what's the problem with styrofoam?
What's not the problem with styrofoam? So where should we start? And I'll mention a few of the problems, and you just stop me whenever you're ready. One, it clogs our landfills, and it doesn't. It takes at least 500 years in the landfills to break down, and when it breaks down, it just breaks down into smaller pieces of styrofoam. The cost for landfills, and of course, the cost for landfills just keeps going up, and that's a taxpayer burden. It's styrofoam is a serious health hazard. It's made from both polystyrene and styrene, and those chemicals leach into our foods when we put hot foods into styrofoam containers. There's plenty of other chemicals involved there, too, which are extremely dangerous. And not just to the people who are eating from styrofoam, but to the workers who make the styrofoam. They have to inhale benzene and other very dangerous chemicals. And their rates of disease from these chemicals is astronomical. And that's just a few of the problems that I could mention offhand.
Okay, so 5 years ago, Albany County took the initiative to ban certain types of styrofoam use, and now it's been expanded. Could you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Right. So about 5 years ago, the county voted to ban styrofoam from takeout eateries. The initial plan was to ban styrofoam from all takeout eateries in Albany County, but we did have to make a compromise in order to get something passed. So the compromise was that only the eateries that were chain store type eateries, McDonald's,
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yep, all those. So the ban then, in order to get it passed, was just for the chain store type places. And we thought that was an excellent start, but we didn't give up. And we came back and then after that and worked to expand the ban to all eateries in Albany County.
So I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier. So when you go to the, go to a store and you get, say, hot chicken wings to go in a styrofoam container, you're saying that hot sauce on the styrofoam's going to, you know, get into your food and cause health problems?
I am saying that, yes, that is correct. And we have many scientific organizations that their studies have shown that to be true, yeah. Mm. And besides that, just think of how bad coffee tastes when it's in a styrofoam cup. You're tasting the chemicals.
Mm. So why aren't consumers just rising up and banning these things across the board? So, like, only time I drink coffee is on throughway late at night trying to get home and not fall asleep. And boy, you get a lot of styrofoam when you get there late at night on the throughway, unless you bring your own, of course.
Yeah, great question. I'd say consumers all around the world are rising up against this. And of course, with any movement, it takes an immense amount of effort to stop the companies that are making profits from this. But we have whole countries in Africa that have banned styrofoam. We have a couple of islands in the Indies that have banned styrofoam. We have, I think Hawaii has banned it as a whole state. We have cities all around the country, towns, and now we have Albany County banning it. So, and that's all happened because citizens have risen up.
And why have the citizens, the residents of Albany County, risen up?
Particularly to expand the existing law, you know.
Right. Why? Grassroots activism. We are not resting, and we have, you know, organizations like Sierra Club, People United, People of Albany United for Safe Energy. We have quite a number of other organizations which have been helping us, and we have been rising up. We have not stopped. We have great activism within the Capital District. Is that answering your question, or did you want to go a little more into that?
Well, I just wonder if there was a particular problem. I mean, you had an existing law. I guess most other counties, cities in the Capital District don't have it. You know, was there something that prompted now it's time to go to the next level, or had there been an increase in complaints?
We were concerned from the very beginning. And when we made the compromise some years ago, that compromise didn't mean we were going to stop. We saw it as a temporary partial victory, and we kept going. And along the way, I'm happy to say, one of those people who voted against the interests of what we thought the health of the people, he was in a primary race last year, and the advocates for banning styrofoam got behind his opponent in that primary race, and he was defeated. And then this new person won in the general election, and we got a new person into position in the county legislature. And I think legislators in the county also saw the power of the grassroots.
Now, the vote in the county legislature was not unanimous. And
could you
give us the breakdown, and what were the reasons offered by those who voted against the expansion?
Great. Yeah, the vote was this time around was 23 in favor of expanding the ban and 13 against it. Every single Republican voted against it, and I think it was three very conservative Democrats who voted against it. And the reasons, which you might say the rationalizations, were fear that jobs would be lost, small businesses might be go out of business because they had to switch from styrofoam to other containers that would be a little bit more expensive. And there was stated fear that 1,400 jobs in the chemical industry would be lost if this ban were to put in place.
And so how many of those arguments, do you find any of them legitimate?
No, not at all. going backwards, this number 1,400 jobs would be lost. That number was created by a public relations firm that was funded, that was paid for by the chemical industry. So there was no evidence that any jobs in the chemical industry would be lost because of this. Also, if any small business was truly concerned that they would have significant financial impact from this ban, there was built into the law an exemption. They could get an exemption from the ban if it was really going to hurt their business. But not one restaurant that we've ever heard of around the country has ever suffered serious financial hardship because of this ban such as this. So they seem rather phony arguments made up by public relations firms paid for by the chemical industry. So did I get the questions you were asking?
Yes, you did. Mark, you have
any? I'm sort of curious, what's the history of styrofoam? How long has it actually been around? What prompted it to be, created? And you mentioned the chemical industry. What are the big chemical, forces that are promoting styrofoam?
Well, big question. That's a big question. The styrofoam, if we put aside the dangers of it, there are some things that we do gain from it. It works great for insulation. So in home insulation, it's very, very helpful in certain places. I'm not saying we should use it. I'm not saying that there's not alternatives, safer alternatives, but it's very useful. Everybody knows packaged peanuts, they're extremely lightweight and it's extremely cheap to make. And it's extremely, because of its lightweight, it's extremely cheap to ship. So chemical companies and companies that do shipping love this stuff.
Isn't there a company in Water of Elite that's been, making peanuts out of mushrooms or something?
That's correct. I'm sorry, I don't have the name of that offhand.
Graduates of RPI, if I recollect.
That's right. I think they're on Green Island or Water of Elite. They're doing amazing work finding alternatives to styrofoam for packaging. Of course, there's plenty of other packaging materials. There's plenty of other insulation materials available. But its benefit is that it's so lightweight and cheap.
So did you find the panacea for the problem with styrofoam in Albany County, or is there more that can be done?
More that could be done about styrofoam, or
is there more that needs to be done, and is there any discussion about expanding it to neighboring counties or even statewide?
Well, we're hoping this will spur a statewide movement. There are other municipalities in the state which have done similar. What the group involved here decided its next step will be, will probably be moving to trying to ban one-time single use or one-time use of plastic bags from stores. That's probably the next step here. But another thing that came out of this is our county executive, Dan McCoy, after he signed the bill, also announced executive order that he issued today banning styrofoam from county agencies. So when county agencies give out food or give out coffee or whatever they do with foam, and they do bring in a lot of foam, they will not be allowed to do that anymore. There's always more work to be done, of course, as you folks know and your listeners know. But our next step will probably be working on single-use plastic bags, maybe plastic straws, maybe a couple of other things of that nature.
Well, as one of the people who authored the New York City plastic bag law, it took us 5 years until our good friends at the state capitol, led by the governor, blocked us from implementing in New York City. We'll probably have to talk to you why you want to do a bag plus a fee system.
Thank you for doing that.
If people want to find out more about this issue, how can they do so?
I'm
talking about styrofoam.
What's that?
I'm talking about the issue of styrofoam.
Yeah. Should I give out my personal contact information, or should they write to me through the station? What's the best thing for
personal
them?
Contact information.
All right.
Whichever one you feel comfortable. Now, I mean, is there a website, that the local activists? We're about out of time. So what's the best way they can contact?
Okay. TICK, tick.paul@gmail, and I'll direct you from there. tick.paul@gmail.
Gmail.com, I bet.
That is correct.
Thank you, Paul, very much. Congratulations on getting Albany County to do the right thing.
I did a little bit. Thank you all. Thank you and all your listeners. You guys are great.
Okay. That concludes our show. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Mark Dunley.
And I'm J.P. Pogorski. Our engineer tonight is Jonah Moberg. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page. If you have comments, suggestions, or a tender confession, you can text us at 518-888-3004.